actually happening?
Well, Bathurst, huge on Sunday, of course, right across the weekend. A good result for Craig Lowndes, of course, a big win for him in his final year as a full-time driver. He will return. He's looking to line up some partnership driving opportunities for next year and into the future. He's hoping to tip Brockie's record of 9 wins at Bathurst. Yeah. So that would be a huge result for him, given he's now got 7.
It certainly would be, mate. What about Brockie's car selling for over $2 million there on the weekend?
Mate, if you've got the cash and you're a motorhead, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Are you a motorhead? I've got to ask the question. And did you spend the entire Sunday sitting in front of the TV watching that race?
I spent as much as I was allowed to, sitting on the couch, watching it, and I loved it. Not a super great result for 10. A tough one, though, when you take into account the broadcast runs for nearly 7 hours.
Yeah.
It was about 750,000 people averaged across that entire time. So it's a pretty good result broadly.
Yeah.
The most difficult thing was the number of ads. I mean, at one point you were wondering if a motor race was going to break out in the middle of the promotion.
Well, mate, when you're on a good thing, when you've got that opportunity, it's a bit hard not to just throw them in willy-nilly, is it not?
Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, good things for 10.
Yep.
Survivor Australia finishes up tonight. That has been really, really going well for them. This Champions v Contenders, Famous People v Not Famous People, has gone really well. And we are down to the crunch tonight, a massive episode, and then a reunion afterwards where all of the contestants get together and Jonathan LaPaglia holds court. I expect this will do great business for them because it has gone well up against an episode of The Block and up against an episode of The Queen of the World, which I don't think too many people are caring about.
No,
so it
really
could be 10's night.
Yeah. Well, it could be. And, of course, what about this Bachelorette's kicking off there and the Honey Badgers? He's been in the poo, but I reckon he did the right thing. If he didn't like any of the girls, why should he end up with them?
Look, if I can be uncharacteristically serious for a moment.
Yeah.
You're spot on. He's taken the position of integrity. If he didn't feel like he wanted to be in a relationship with them, then as awkward as it was, he did the right thing, rather than say, oh, let's be in a relationship and break up in 3 months.
Sure, and if it proves anything, it's that reality TV doesn't always just match up because it should, and that's good for the ratings, and that you get...
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Anyway, Doctor Who, you've got to be excited about this with Jodie Whittaker as the new Doctor.
Yeah, stunning turn. If you haven't seen it, it's on ABC iView right now. A cracking return to the Doctor. Jodie Whittaker has settled in nicely as number 13, and I really can't wait to see the rest of the season. Every Monday night, 6 o'clock on the ABC, it is spectacular and a really great landing point. If you've never watched Doctor Who, but have an interest in that kind of sci-fi fantasy thing through Stranger Things or Game of Thrones or something, this is a spot-on landing point.
Well, this could be for me because I'm sad to admit, mate, at 55, I've never really got into Doctor Who, but after 840 episodes, maybe it's time I did.
Look, it's worth checking at least one out.
Okay, mate. The Walking Dead Season 9, a lot of people will be happy about that.
Yes, this is huge because Rick is leaving us at the end of this first half of the season. We know that. So his character will be written out of the show, whatever that looks like. And even the way that they've set up this season looks to be really good, where the outside threats seem to be no more, other than, of course, the zombies that are walking around.
Yeah, there is that.
It looks like that within their little community there's starting to be tension, and that was kind of inevitable.
Yeah. Modern Family back for its 10th season. Does it still have the appeal it did, do you think?
Look, I reckon it does. I like the way that the characters have grown up, particularly the kids, of course, have grown up, and we've seen them mature now into adults and performing well and a part of a great comedy ensemble cast. It's a bit of a cracker, and I love Modern Family. That's starting the latest season, Season 10, Thursday night on 7 with a double episode.
Steve, you are a font of knowledge, as always, mate, and we could talk to you till 9 o'clock about telly, but we're not allowed. If people want to know more, where do they go?
They need to swing by Decider TV. That's where you can read about everything that's going on, and you can even listen there or subscribe to TV Black Box, my new podcast that I'm talking about Australian TV in.
Yep, if you want to see the man behind the voice, TV Black Box is the way to go to get a bit of mulky. Everyone loves a bit of mulky, mate.
A bit of extra mulk on the side.
Okay. Hey, mate, appreciate your time. Look forward to chatting next week.
Thanks, Andrew.
See you, buddy. Bye.